big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, he's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Peg leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome once again to another edition of the Big Beat Show. My name is Lou Rallo, and I'm happy to have you out there listening tonight. And it's another very, very special show tonight, as I announced last week, here live, right here in the studio to sing some a cappella for you, is the great rhythm and blues group, The Sheps. Why don't you guys gather around the microphones and kind of give a shout, hey.
Hello, Radio World.
How you doing?
There's five of them.
Hey, how you doing out there?
Hello, everybody out in New Brunswick.
All right.
Okay, New Brunswick.
Yeah. It's good to have you guys back. This is the second time you've been here on the Big Beat Show. The last time, about 2 or 3 years ago, maybe? Something like that.
I think it was longer than that.
Longer than that?
Yeah.
Well, it's about time you're back. I'm glad to have you. And I know the audience has been looking forward to this for quite a while. I've been announcing it for quite a while, and it's finally happened once again. And the Sheps are here. Why don't we start off with some introductions first, okay? Why don't you just go down the line giving us your name?
I'm Tommy Scheider, and I sing lead and tenor and... Hi.
Tommy.
Well, I'm Charles Coleman, and I sing baritone. I sing falsetto. I also do a little bit of occasional bass in here once in a while, and I'm from the Paterson, New Jersey area. Nice to be here.
Okay, welcome.
I'm Johnny Barlow. I do bass, baritone, tenor, wherever they need me.
Yeah.
And lead.
All right. And we got two more. Step right up to the mic.
And now for the star of the show.
Yeah.
I'm Tom Lockhart. I'm from New York City. I'm the only guy from New York. But, I sing lead. I take up the flack. Whatever somebody else don't sing, I sing.
And I'm the last and most Rich Camacho from Irvington. Used to be Irvington. I was Union, New Jersey. Right. First tenor, second tenor. Name it, I do it.
Yeah. And as you can tell, and it really is true, it's a very versatile group. Almost all the voices can sing just, certainly more than one part, and that's a credit to this group. It shows their talent. And as you're going to hear, if you've never heard the Sheps before, of course, if you listen to the Big Beat Show, you have heard the Sheps before. But as you can hear, in just a minute or two, we're going to get the Sheps up and ready to start with the first number, guys? Okay.
Acapella.
Acapella, yeah, the orchestra didn't get here. So we're going to divide yourselves. We only have two mics here tonight, and that's it's not going to be easy for you listeners, but these guys are good, and it's worth it. So why don't you go ahead and introduce it, and I'm going to get out of the way. If you want to do a couple in a row, that'll be fine.
We like to start off with something that talks about, it's an original song that sings or talks about exactly what we do. It's called acapella. That's what we sing. There's no music, so we like to start off with that.
We
don't sing with music.
Still we sing with all our heart. Our
voices blend together. We like to sing acapella.
thank you very much. That was just unbelievable.
Thank you, Lou.
Unbelievable.
Thank you very much.
And, you're welcome. And,
good night.
And behalf of the audience, we're glad you sing a cappella. You're not going anywhere until you sing some more a cappella. But wow, that was fabulous. Tell me, I'm not familiar with that song. You guys created that yourselves?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you tell us how?
Well,
how does that work? How'd you get that?
I wrote that song because I wanted to have a song as an opening for us, since we do sing without any music, and it's almost like an introduction to and getting the people prepared for what we're going to do for them.
Yes.
And so what we want to do is show them that we use our voices we hear the music in our heads, so it's not really necessary that we have music. So that's why we entitled the song a cappella, and we needed a song, so we wrote it.
Well, in my opinion, I've always said this over the air, that the most beautiful instrument in the world is the human voice, and that's what you guys have.
And you
have your instruments are tuned up too, and you're experienced and playing them, and it shows in the results of the music that you present.
Right.
Whether
there's
a brass or a string in there is not important.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you write a song, how do you get it out to the rest of the group? How does everyone know where to go, what part to use, the rhythm, the tempo, and the feeling of a song? How does that work for a group like you?
Well, what happens is I usually record the songs at home. I have a 4-track at home, and that way I put the voices, all the lead, and exactly the rhythm, exactly how the song is going to go, and then I present it to the guys, and I ask them, what do you think? And if they agree, if they like it, we just dissect it, just like you would do in a biology class, and then we put it together. And we're really into now doing things that belong to us, because that really identifies you as the group that you are. So lately, this is how we've been doing a lot of the material, and they liked it. So they said, you know, we do need an introduction song. It's perfect. It talks about what we do, and we like that's how we do it.
Well, that's very good. So you write the charts, in other words, you write the vocal charts for everybody, and then everybody learns it, and it comes together like that.
It comes together like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if this question is even a good question, but about how long, or I don't know if that's even relevant, but how long does it take once the song is written and given to the guys before it comes together? A couple of sessions or once?
Well, see, what's good, I really feel the group has been blessed in a lot of ways, in the fact that everyone in the group is a singer.
Yeah.
They're true singers. So, you know, it's not really difficult for a song to come together really quick. I mean, I write songs on impulses. I write songs, if someone gives me a title that I like, it doesn't take me but a day or not even that long to write the song. And so, like I said, once they hear the voices and everything, everyone adapts to, that's my note, that's your note.
Yeah.
We all take it home, we listen to it, and then by the time we come back together, let's say, okay, did everyone do their homework? And if they did, it sounds like what we just did.
Wow, and it sounds, well, that was simply great. I was very impressed, and I thank you for bringing that up here and starting the Big Beat Show with that. That's a real pleasure for me to hear that.
As a matter of fact,
it's always a pleasure for me to hear you guys sing, and I do that a lot, by the way, whenever it's possible. And you guys are singing, I'm gonna try to be there. Now, can we do another one? Are we ready for another one?
Sure.
All right,
sure.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay. Castles?
that was Tommy Scheider singing lead, and now Rich Camacho is going to be doing the lead on this one. That's right.
That's me.
Okay.
My turn now.
All right, go ahead.
I've got a castle in the sky, ooh, built for you, dear, just for you and I.
In the skies,
wow, wow.
wonder why that you're the one for me,
wow, wow.
And you will always be in my heart.
Wow, wow.
Ooh. A castle in the skies,
wow, wow.
Makes me realize that you're the one for me,
wow, wow.
King, dear, you'll be my queen, and then my darling. Oh, castle in the skies. I'll be the king, dear. You'll be my queen, and then my darling. Oh, castle in the skies makes me realize that you're the one for me, and you will always be in my heart, and you will always be in my heart.
Unbelievable. Just simply unbelievable. You guys are great. You guys are great. There's nothing else I can say. That was really nice. Nice version of Castle in the Sky, the old Bob Chord standard. Fabulous record. Your repertoire, incidentally, is also fabulous. Not only can they sing fabulously, but they know exactly what to sing, too. They're not going to sing any schlock rock and roll song.
Schlock.
It's the first time I ever used that word on the radio. And hopefully the last time I ever used that word on the radio. You guys are good.
No schlock.
Isn't you?
How do you kill a sensor light over here?
Okay. I'm speechless. You want to sing another song?
Sure.
I was hoping you'd say that. Want to take another one?
Okay.
All right, now this is what we're going to sing.
By the Star. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Tom Lockhart.
Tommy Lockhart is singing lead on this one.
We're going to do a standard by the Crickets.
We're going to slow it down a little bit.
Slow it down a little bit. This was their first record, and we like to dedicate this to Dean Barlow and anyone else who's listening to us.
No relation.
Boom, boom.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
Tom Lockhart.
Tommy Lockhart. Very fine. Everyone on your note, on the part, that was just beautiful.
Thank you.
Thanks you once again for being here. You guys want to take a little breather? Or
yeah,
you want to take a little.
Sing, Lou?
Oh, yeah? That's going to be a long breather for me to sing. All right, why don't you just sit down and relax? Maybe we'll talk a little bit, though. We'll sing a little bit later. Let's see, Tommy, I think I'm going to have to ask you this question. I think you're the guy who originated the group. Is that right? Or was it just you?
Richie.
You and Richie?
Me and Richie.
That's Richie right over there. And how did you decide you wanted to sing, or what made you get the group together? How did you decide what type of group you wanted, and of course, the name?
Well, after going to UGHA quite a few times, listening to the groups, and at that time I had met Richie Camacho. He actually came up to me, because we had seen each other frequently, buying records and at the shows. We didn't know each other at the time. And then he approached me and asked me, would you like to form a group? And I said, a group? I said, yeah, why not? I think the first thing I told him, I said, if you don't have any heartbeat records, don't talk to me. I don't know, because that was James Shepherd was my idol and still is. In fact, that's how we derived the name The Sheps, from James Shepherd of the Heartbeats and Shep and the Limelights.
James Shepherd's nickname.
That was
first,
his nickname.
And they used it in Shep and the Limelights.
And they used it in Shep and the Limelights. So, in fact, actually, Richie was the one that said, why don't we call ourselves The Sheps? And when he said that, I said, you know what? I think this is going to work. And then we began the endeavor of finding and looking for other members to be in the group. This was back in 93, right? It was 93?
Yeah, it was 91.
91
mm-hmm.
or 92 or something like that. And I also told him, I said, I do not want to sing what everybody else sings. And at that time, he hadn't been exposed to the real rare R&B things. However, I had been a collector for quite a while. And I said, why don't we do something like this? Why don't we sing some stuff that no other group would ever sing? And he said, like what? And then I played him a few songs, the Heartbeats' first record, Tormented. Mm-hmm. And I said, why don't we sing something like this? And I think one of the first songs we did was Untrue by the Crows. Everybody knew G, but I said, not everybody sings Untrue. He agreed, and so we said, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to sing only these type of songs. And so we found the first tenor, who was singing at the time with the group The Orioles, with Bobby Thomas and The Orioles, Al. And we were at the show with the Heartbeats, weren't we? Yeah, when they did the Hall of Fame show, and they were inducting the Heartbeats and The Orioles. And we saw Al, and when I heard Al sing, I pointed to him, because Richie and I were sitting next to each other, and I said, that's the tenor. And he said, and so we went in the back, and we asked him, he says, hey, you know, we like enjoy the way you sing. You really have a good voice. And he, at that time, I think, was going through some problems or something, and he said, okay, you know, I'll consider it. And eventually, he ended up singing with us, and then we found another member. Richie actually found him. Why don't you tell him how you found Hervon?
Well, Hervon was the baritone of the group. I discovered him at a talent show in Orange, New Jersey, the Peppermint Lounge, where they have a lot of talent, used to have a lot of talent on Wednesday nights, amateur night. So I went there one night looking for people and scouting, you know, singers. And I found this individual. I liked his voice, and I gave him my number. Within a few days, he called me, and he came to our rehearsals, and he decided he wanted to join the group. And I said to Tommy, I said, we got another member. We got four. Now all we need is a bass. So I continue to make phone calls and search around, and I found an old friend of mine who said to me, I know a guy, he sings bass. He's real deep, and you know, let's give him a call, and maybe we can set something up. So we got in touch with this fella, and all of a sudden, he joined the group after...
His name was Rock, right?
Yeah, William Lane.
William Lane.
His middle name was Rock, yeah. He was introduced to me, and we played some of the songs, the Heartbeats, and he fell in love with them, and he said, that's my bass voice. And ever since, the group just clicked. The harmony was there. Everybody did their homework. You know, Tommy said, this is a song we got to do. Put it on tape. We rehearsed 3 times a week like the Heartbeats did, and within less than 6 months, we had a whole CD out and song like Hotcakes, and after years went by, you know, through numerous personal problems, that, you know, new members have changed, and we're happy with the members we have now, because everybody, you know, it's, this is where their heart is singing.
It must be tough to keep a group together.
It's very hard.
And just to get attending rehearsals, and everyone has, you know, family issues and things going on in their lives. It's a complicated life we live. But now we have five guys. You guys really, I got, you know, I heard the other groups, the other members, and but you five guys together are the best. The
Thank
best.
You.
You really are.
Thank
the way you guys harmonize and fit together. Even though you talk together, I mean, you're good friends with each other. It's obvious. And the love for the music, yes, it shows. I mean, the love that you have for each other and the music really shows in your attitude and your demeanor.
Well, we always wanted Johnny Barlow to be in the group. In fact, he used to be one of the judges when we used to do the a cappella competitions. And like, I always told him, I said, "Why don't you sing with us? Why don't you sing with us?" And he was, at that time, he was involved with the group, the Ad-Libs, and he had to wait till he got out of the contract. And then when we finally got him, it was like, "Whoa, this is gonna work!" Because Johnny has a voice that is really, I mean, some of the songs are just his voice. And now, with the group that we have now, you'll notice that everyone sings.
Yes.
You know, in the first group, I did a lot of the lead, and we would switch off on some songs like that. But however, now, everybody sings a song. So that is really, it has made us very versatile in that sense. You don't find too many a cappella groups where everybody leads.
That's true.
And so we try to do things that we know no one else will do, and we try to keep the music alive by doing our original songs, and it's like you said, it's the love of the music, and we love the music.
Now, speaking of Johnny, I knew Johnny before there even was a chef, so I met Johnny many years ago, probably at least 20 years or so, at Ronnie I's store, I think is where I first met him.
Right.
And we're still, we see each other every once in a while at UGHA and places, and
and here you have him again.
And even now, and a thing like that. He's everywhere.
Yeah.
He was here the last night when Bill Swank was here with me. Bill Swank, the originator of the Big Beat Show, and he's going to get a tape of this. I'm sure he's going to be happy to hear this, too, but Johnny was here then, and are you going to sing a lead tonight, John?
Yes, oh, absolutely. Yeah. So,
yeah. Now, John, why don't you step up to the mic and...
Sure.
Let's hear what you... Johnny Barlow on lead.
Come, group.
Hey, Louie, we're going to do a song by a group that you don't hear too many people do anything by. So it's actually not what you'd consider a collector's group, but we lump them in because they were during that era. This group had their stardom in the mid to late 40s and early 50s, and we're talking about a group called the Ravens. And
this happens to be my favorite group, incidentally.
Mine too.
I've heard a few of their songs.
And these are some very big shoes to fill, but we're going to do one of their arrangements of a standard song called Someday, 1949.
Okay. Want to come a little closer, I think, guys, and get this going.
Wander back to me.
Well, don't come knocking at my front door, 'cause it ain't like that no more.
I know that someday you want me to want you when I'm in love with somebody new. You expect me to be true, but though you don't want me now, I'll get lost somehow, and then I will want you.
I know that someday you want me to want you, when I'm in love with somebody. I got a bad that ain't good. You expect me
until someday you want me to want you when I'm strong for somebody new. But though you don't want me now, I'll get it all somehow, and then I won't want you. Thank you.
Wow, that was just great. You're the Ravens on the national label. That's when they That was, I don't know what to say. It was just fabulous. Thank you very much for singing that here.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And I feel privileged to have that be performed here on the Big Beat Show. You're listening to WRSU-FM in New Brunswick, the Big Beat Show, with special guests here tonight. My special guest, my name is Lou Rollo, and I'm proud to have the Sheps here on the Big Beat Show tonight. And now,
What are we singing?
Charles
sing a song.
Charles,
everyone
to sing. Whatever you
want to
say.
P.S. I love you.
Yeah, that's done. All right, Charles on the lead.
Do 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 do. So fine. I'm in bed each night at night. P.S. I love you. Yesterday we had some rain, but on a whole complain. Was it dusty on the train? P.S. I love you. Drive to the Bronx just as soon as you're able. They came around. I burned a hole in the dining room table. Now let me see. Guess that's all. Nothing more for me to say. And so I'll close. Oh, by the way, everybody's thinking of you. P.S. I love you. Thinking of you. P.S. I love you.
Once again, that's the Four Vagabonds version of, of P.S. I Love You.
Hey,
yes. You know, thank you very much. The Ravens and the Four Vagabonds are two of the most popular groups here on the Big Beat Show, and I'm glad that you guys are doing that kind of stuff. Now, you listeners can see what they meant when they said they do things that not everyone else. How do they not do it? They can't do it. Let's face it. They can't do it. But these guys can do it. Now, let's see. Charles, if you could come on back in and maybe a little bit about how you started your with singing and how you came with the group or other influences.
A little history?
Sure, okay, that's sure. Exactly. Sure. Yes.
Well, like the majority of all the doo-wop groups, I'll say it that way, because back in the day, everybody would find a hallway, a corridor, anywhere they could find an echo, get together and try their best to sound like they knew what they were doing. Most of the time you didn't know what you were doing, but you kept singing anyway.
Yeah.
I came up that way and got into a little small group called, let me see if I can remember this now. It's such a long time ago. Well, I can't remember.
Okay.
But anyway, we got a little small group. We tried to sing some of the earlier tunes of the Dells, some of the Manhattans, some of the Temptations. We even ventured on it through some of the ink spots.
Where was this?
This was back in Patterson when I was in
Patterson, Patterson, North Jersey?
Patterson, New Jersey.
All right.
And actually at the time, we used to have singing class. And when we used to go to singing class, we said, well, we want to have a group together. We want to get together and sing. And we want to become famous. You know how you had all the dreams and
sure.
everything. However, Alfonso, who originally wound up singing with the group, was one of the guys I went to school with. Mm-hmm. And we started a little group, and we called ourselves Five Steps Ahead. And at that time, we just sung most of the existing artists' songs. I say that, which there's so many of them.
Yes.
can't go over
sure.
and sing them all. But anyway, that's how I started out singing. And eventually, when we got older, guys got into different things. As you know, poverty, drugs, and different things destroy groups.
Mm-hmm.
And back at that time, our group broke up behind some of those same problems. And I gave up singing for a while because I gave up a little bit of hope. Not always, you don't give up everything, but you tend to get slacked and you say, well, if I ever find somebody that really wants to sing, then I'll get involved again. And it just so happened that after so many years, Alfonso Lewis, who was involved with the Sheps at the time, came to me and said, hey, Charlie, you know, these guys are great. They sing, they have good harmony, and they're looking for a fifth member. And that's how I got involved with the group.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I'm personally glad that, you know, music is unifying in a lot of ways. It's not just harmonizing, it's unifying a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And you certainly have it together, guys. And even Johnny Barlow's over there agreeing with me. Thank you very much.
And these guys are great teachers anyway. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, they are. Yeah,
that's right. So do your homework, buddy.
Yeah, yes.
See what I'm telling you?
Words.
That's the number one teacher right there, and I tell you, that's.
Now, we're gonna have the newest member.
No.
Okay. The newest member, Tommy.
Yeah.
Is gonna do
Lockhart.
Tommy Lockhart. Before you do that, you told me something interesting before the show. You sang with another group before this, huh?
Yeah, I sang years ago with this group, the Master Four. We did a. Quite a few songs on Rojack and Taste of Records. It's Not the End, It's Been Raining in My Heart.
Yeah.
Things like that, yeah.
And It's Not the End, which I played here years ago, a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my all-time favorite records. It's I guess it's considered a soul record, but it's certainly, yeah. It's more above that to me. I go home, I play that a lot even now. And you were the lead on that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. And where the group was from New York, from Harlem?
From New York, yeah, from Harlem.
From Harlem?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how did that group get together? Let me take a few minutes about that.
Gosh, we started singing, I guess, when I was about maybe 1958, back when we were about 13. I tell you a story of my age. But anyway, when we were really young, you know, around there, didn't have anything else to do, so just like Charlie, we were doing it in the hallways,
yes.
You know, in the streets, you know.
What neighborhood?
I'm 42nd Street, right in Harlem,
okay.
Between 7th and Lenox Avenue.
Yeah.
It was around the same street that the Crows and the Solitaires were there, too.
Yeah, uh-huh. Wow.
I knew them well.
And then with the Sheps, did you do anything in between that, between there and the Sheps?
No, well, the group, the Master Four, they disbanded around 74, and we just went our ways, and I just went out of, I just vanished. I just vanished for about 20 years.
Yeah, and it reappeared.
I knew I was going to, I mean, I promised myself I'd come back. It's just that I had it, and I just had it with the business.
Sure.
Because it was just too much going on around that time, you know. And it was really funny, you know, a guy that worked on my job, he said, you got to come to this record shop because he knew I was into oldies, you know. And it was Ronnie Eyes record shop. And I was just singing along. And he said, wow, you got a good voice, you know. And I said, yeah. And then I told him that I used to sing with this group. And he said, what? You know. Then he said he knew a group that needed a, you know, that were looking for a first tenor. And I got with the guys. And history was made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're here. I want to thank Ronnie I, by the way, for being my guest on here last week. Did a great, great show, and you guys are also doing a great show. Now, we're gonna sing another number. What is this? What are we gonna do? What are you gonna do?
We're gonna do the.
Yes.
Right. The Midwest.
Actually, I had nowhere to go and nothing to do.
No, I don't think so.
Which is the title of our next song? Nowhere to go and nothing to do.
Well, I like the.
sing this song to dedicate it to all my colleagues that I work with in Redshaw School. Anna, Carriet, Joan, Kathy, everybody that's there, and also the Adult Learning Center, because they all are here in New Brunswick. So when I told them, I said, tune in so you can hear us sing a song for you. So I like to sing a song for them. This is called The Verdict. And also, even though I know they're not listening, I like to sing this for my family, my wife, and my children. And I'm sure the other guys are also would like to dedicate this to their families in the UGHA.
Definitely.
That's right. Definitely.
Definitely.
Okay. We like to do something that is a song that is another idol, Rudy West. And we sing this in his honor, and we miss him, but we keep his music alive by singing. We like to do The Verdict.
Boom, 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 boom.
Do you love me? Do you want me?
Edition of a great classic. Congratulations on the this wonderful, wonderful thing that you guys do. It's just, you know, I don't know what to say. I'm supposed to talk. I'm the DJ here, but I don't know what to say. Now, we've only got, where did this hour go? There's only 9 minutes left in this hour, so what do you say? We can sing some more songs, guys?
Yeah.
Can we do that? Okay, good. Let's go. This is going to be, this is great. Just, you want to,
right.
Johnny Barlow.
This is another song we're going to do. Came out in 1956. This was a local hit in the New York area. Fabulous group that's forgotten about in doo-wop and R&B today. Group called the Fivetones, who happen to be one of my favorite groups. And this is a number we're going to do, one of their ballads entitled It Wasn't a Lie.
Believe me, you can if you try. Believe me, it wasn't a lie.
that I make your dreams come true. It wasn't a lie. I spoke from my
fabulous, and a great group, the Phytones. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Johnny Barlow.
Johnny Barlow. I know all you fans out there are just loving this. You know, over the years, since the mid-50s, there were several groups that sang a cappella, and there were a lot of groups that sang a cappella, but there were only maybe a handful or two that were fabulous. Going back to the Nutmegs and the Mellows in the 50s, then on up through people like the Ecstasies and the Bon Airs and very, very few others. So few that it are hard to think of now, but the Sheps belong in that class. They're in the top echelon of a cappella singing groups that ever gave us the pleasure to listen to the rhythm and blues music sung in harmony.
Thank you.
You know, there's a lot of groups out there that they're okay, I guess, but this is a top-notch, perfect quality group. And I thank you very much for gracing the microphones here at WRSU.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and on behalf of the Sheps, Lou, we'd like to thank you for inviting us up. We had talked about this for over the last couple of years about getting a time when we all could get together, and it's something we weren't putting you off, believe me, but we wanted it to be right, and we wanted to be, you know, totally committed to you. And again, on behalf of the Sheps and myself, we'd like to thank you for allowing New Brunswick to hear us.
Our pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Are we going to say goodnight? Can you give us another little bit while we're out, or I can put a record on? You tell me.
Okay.
We got about 2-3 minutes.
I don't know. Okay. So much.
Good. Yeah, that's it. All right.
Somebody call a doctor.
So much, man. 1, 2, 3.
Call a doctor, by the barman, she's got a hold on me. Well, I lost my baby, I'm blue as I can be. Well, call a doctor.
Call the doctor by the bar, man. Well, she turned all on me.
Oh, well, call the doctor by the bar, man.
Well, she turned all on me. But I lost my baby, blue as I can be. Well, my baby, she told me, yeah, my love was growing cold. Well, my baby, she told me, yeah, my love was growing cold.
Well, I lost my baby, I'm blue as I can be.
My baby knocked upon the door. She put her arms around me, then I fell out on the floor. Call the doctor.
She turned hold on me. When I lost my baby, blue as I can be.
Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum,
All right, thank you once again, ladies, chefs. Thank you very much on behalf of everybody. And until next week with just me here, no singing next week from me, may harmony be with you. Thank you very much.
Good night.
And good night.
Thank you.